A second disability care home in New South Wales has reported a case of COVID-19 today. Advocates say it's more evidence that people with disability are sitting ducks. Today's case in Lakemba follows 8 cases in a Parklea facility and has once again highlighted the lack of a proper plan to vaccinate disabled people. The Wire's Catherine Kreisel spoke to Giancarlo De Vera from People with Disability Australia and asked him about the concerns for people in group homes.
Just today we heard the highest ever recorded number of cases, and what we're particularly concerned about is the emerging potential for group homes to continue to be places of outbreaks. We have seen 2 outbreaks in Sydney, 1 in Parklea and 1 in Lakemba, and these people who should have already been vaccinated haven't been vaccinated. They're not getting the level of protection from the vaccines they should already have. There's no clear action and timeframes to get that rectified. And to make things even worse, we're worried about the fact that there's no transparency on how the implementation of Phase 1A and 1B is going.
Federal government basically just abandoned disabled people once it became too hard. So at the moment, there is no clear plan as far as you're concerned?
We don't think there are plans, but there are no clear plans. Strategies at the state and territory level aren't necessarily being coordinated nationally. Just today, I heard a lot of health districts have decided to have targeted plans for people with disability alongside other groups that are clinically vulnerable. And that's just not on.
And what about how people are coping in lockdown in general? I mean, I know for someone who is not locked down in a disability home, it's mentally very challenging. But for somebody who has a cognitive disability or someone who doesn't really quite understand what's going on, how hard is it for them?
That cohort of people are by far one of the most vulnerable and risk of death. The fact that some people with intellectual disabilities are not understanding the potential risk involved in the current lockdown, it just highlights the fact that the information isn't accessible to them. And so the information needs to be made accessible to those with those types of disability, and the people who support them making decisions need to have the information as well so they can help them make decisions that make sense for them.
So as far as you're concerned, what can happen to help the situation?
On those with intellectual disability, they actually need to have the accessible information made available to them as soon as possible. We know that information is not communicated effectively. In terms of people with disability overall, we absolutely need clear action and clear timeframes as to how they're going to ensure that Phase 1A and 1B are completed in a timely, if not urgent, manner. And then we need to make sure that we have the information on how that is tracking so we can be confident in the implementation of Phase 1A and 1B being completed.
Giancarlo De Vera from People with Disability Australia speaking with The Wire's Catherine Kreisel.